Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth, on this 31st day of May.
Wow, it's flying.
And our children on the way to the airport in Haifa.
Yes.
In Tel Aviv.
Going to Tel Aviv to fly to the USA.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Okay, today's Do Not Fear Scripture, 2 Kings 6:16. Do not be afraid, the prophet answered. Hallelujah. Those who are with us are more than those who are with them. Okay, let's...
Glory to God.
That's it. Let's give God
on today's call, we're going to discuss 11 ways to handle tough times. You know, I remember where I was standing the day the Lord said to me, tell my children to stop calling these days tough times.
Whoa.
What does the Word of God say about tough times? Has His message, advice, promises, or word ever changed? Absolutely not. Hebrews 13:8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. As I was meditating on what the Lord had spoken to me, He led me to a book of the Bible I hadn't read in a long time. Nahum 1:7, Message Bible. God is good, a hiding place in tough times.
Wow.
He recognizes and welcomes anyone looking for help, no matter how desperate the trouble. Wow. God is our refuge, our hiding place. He will protect all who seek Him and free them from every attack of the enemy. God should be and wants to be our constant source of inspiration and protection for us from the moment we draw our first breath until we're with Him in glory. When I ask our Heavenly Father how people should respond to tough times, He led me to 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 through 8 and 10. 2 Corinthians 6, 1 through 8 and 10 in the Message Bible.
It says, companions, as we are in this work with you, we beg you, please don't squander one bit of this marvelous life God has given us. God reminds us, I heard your call in the nick of time. The day you needed me, I was there to help. Well, now is the right time to listen, the day to be helped. Don't put it off. Don't frustrate God's work by showing up late, throwing a question mark over everything we're doing. Our work as God's servants gets validated or not in the details. Think of that. Our work as God's servants gets validated or not in the details. People are watching us as we stay at our post, alert, unswavering. In hard times, tough times, bad times, working hard, working late, working without eating, with pure heart, clear head, steady hand, in gentleness, holiness, and honest love, when we were telling the truth and when God's showing His power, when we're doing our best, setting things right, when we're praised and when we're blamed, slandered and honored, true to our word, though distrusted, ignored by the world, but recognized by God. Terrifically alive, enriching many, having nothing, having it all.
Wow.
That's a mouthful.
It is. As we read and reread these verses, the Lord showed us 11 ways that you and I, we need to handle what the world calls tough.
Number one, you're not alone. In Hebrews 13:5, Message Bible says, I'll never let you down, never walk off, and leave you.
You can personalize that.
Yes, you could.
I'll never let Yvette down. Never walk off and leave her. Personalize it for yourself. Number two, don't squander or waste 1 minute of the life God has given you. Ephesians 5:11-16, Message Bible. Don't waste your time on useless work, mere busy work, the barren pursuits of darkness. Expose these things for the sham they are. It's a scandal when people waste their lives on things they must do in the darkness where no one will see. Rip the cover off those frauds and see how attractive they look in the light of Christ.
Wow.
Wake up from your sleep. Climb out of your coffins. Christ will show you the light. So watch your step Use your head. Make the most of every chance you get. These are desperate times. Wow. You have a plan for today? If not, the day has a plan for you.
True. Number three, God will respond to you when you call on him. 2 Chronicles 15:3-4. 2 Chronicles 15:3-4, Message Bible says, God will stick with you as long as you stick with him.
I love this.
If you look for him, he will let himself be found. But if you leave him, he'll leave you. For a long time, Israel didn't have the real God, nor did they have the help of a priest, a teacher, or book. But when they were in trouble and got serious and decided to seek God, the God of Israel, God let himself be found.
Wow. Number four, he will always be there to help you. For those who say they're all alone, may I suggest you read and reread Psalm 139:1. 139:1, the Message Bible, which says, God, investigate my life. Get all the facts firsthand, and I'm open book to you. Even from a distance, you know what I'm thinking. You know when I leave and when I get back. I'm never out of your sight. You know everything I'm going to say before I start the first sentence. I look behind me, and you're there. And up ahead, and you're there too. Your reassuring presence coming and going. That is too much, too wonderful. I can't take it all in. So say this with me. I'm never alone.
I am never alone. Number five, now is the time to listen to him. Deuteronomy 30:10, New Living Translation says, the Lord your God will delight in you if you obey his voice and keep the commands and decrees written in this book of instruction. And if you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and soul. If there is one thing that we would want, it would be for God to delight in us.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, true.
Number six, today is your day to receive his help.
Thank you, Lord.
Jeremiah 32:40, New Living Translation. And I will make an everlasting covenant with them. I will never stop doing good for them. I'll put a desire in their hearts to worship me, and they will never leave me. How can I know this is the day I will receive God's help in what I'm going through? Well, just ask him.
Number seven, don't delay doing the things God speaks to you. In Ecclesiastes 5:4 in the New Living Translation, it says, when you make a promise to God, don't delay in following through. For God takes no pleasure in fools. Keep all the promises you make to him.
Wow. Number eight. People are watching to see how you respond to his protection and direction. Hebrews 12:1, Classic Amplified. Therefore then, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, we have borne testimony to the truth, let us strip off and throw aside every encumbrance, unnecessary weight, and that sin which so readily, deftly, and cleverly clings to and entangles us, and let us run with patient endurance and steady and active persistence the appointed course of the race that is set before us.
Number nine, get the victory over every possible attack of the enemy. In Exodus 14:13, New International Version, says Moses answered the people, do not be afraid. Stand firm and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today, you will never see again.
Well, we could preach all of these. Hallelujah. Number 10, manifest everything God has for you. Joshua 21:45, New Living Translation. Not a single one of all the good promises the Lord has given to the family of Israel was left unfulfilled. Everything he'd spoken came true. Psalm 77:14, Living Bible. You're the God of miracles and wonders. Hallelujah. You demonstrate, you still demonstrate your awesome power.
And the 11th, speak to your times. Romans 4:17 in the New Living Translation says, and this promise is from God himself, who makes the dead live again and speaks of future events with as much certainty as though they were already past.
Wow.
That is awesome. When God told us to, well, really, to tell his children to stop calling the current situation tough times, he was not telling us to ignore the situation, but rather he was directing us to speak to the situation we want to create, not what we're maybe in at the moment.
Hebrews 12:3, Message Bible, offers some great advice on what to do when you need an energy boost.
Yes.
It says, when you find yourself flagging in your faith, go over that story again, item by item. That long litany of hostility he plowed through, that will shoot adrenaline into your souls.
Wow. What a scripture.
How you handle tough times, you know, just do it. Just do it.
Get into the word in every aspect and don't let go.
I want to say a special shout out to our friend Ralph from Pennsylvania. He sent me an email yesterday talking about how rich sauce for breakfast blesses him and changes his life, has changed his life.
Praise the Lord.
Ralph, your words bless me. I just want to thank you for that.
Amen.
Bless us.
And everybody faces tough times. I mean, and they're not easy.
No, they're not.
And we make no light of it. We only know that what we have to do is get in the Word of God and hold on and believe.
That's it.
Let that faith bring you forth.
Think on these things today.
Yes.
Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you.
Bye-bye. Do.